The 71st annual Moose Jaw Band and Choral Festival drew large crowds on Tuesday despite the heat. Midway through Moose Jaw's 71st annual band and choral festival, positive feedback was rolling in and the event was going notoriously well. Once known as the Band City, Moose Jaw carries on the legacy of developing band programs, students of music, and hosting world-class music festivals. Although the pandemic saw a brief interlude, this year saw a welcomed return to the festival. Originally, the festival was focused on various band programs competing, but this competitive aspect was dropped years ago. Today the emphasis is on learning, and the festival has taken on the nature of an educational festival focused on student development. Adjudicator Donnie Kennedy agrees with the new approach that moves away from competitions. I really like the non-competitive aspect and getting longer clinical time with the band and with my colleagues. It's a really nice model for helping kids get better. Adjudicators, directors, and volunteers are in agreement over the major focus being on the kids and their educational development. On this, Kennedy explains his favorite part of the job, working with the kids. I really like interacting with the kids and watching them get better. Patty Kreutzweiser, an event volunteer for the past 25 years, also said, I just love the music, the kids, and how they can grow. She has seen the learning environment the clinicians offer and an improvement in the students over the years. It's wonderful, she affirms. The event works by having each band program schedule time with adjudicators, and then they play around a 15-minute sample of their music. On completing their sample, the adjudicators offer feedback and valuable advice so students can improve their skill. This feedback is offered in a positive and encouraging environment which helps the students appreciate the opportunity for growth. These fellows listen to the first 15 minutes and what they can produce over the next hour with them is just amazing, explains Kreutzweiser. Students come from the Prairie provinces including Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba, but talent and experience is gathered from all over the country. I'm from Regina originally and grew up there. When I turned 18, I moved to Montreal and went to McGill University. I got my degrees there and ended up staying and teaching at McGill for 22 years, and this summer my family and I moved back to Saskatchewan, explains Kennedy. It started pre-pandemic. I was doing a lot of adjudicating, teaching at McGill, and teaching at a high school in Montreal too. So, word gets around, and they start bringing you around the circuit of Canadian festivals and they kept asking me back. Vanier's new band and choir director David Selensky says he loves bringing his students because it's an educational festival and the kids learn so much. It's tailored to the needs and development of the students. When I taught in Alberta, for the past 12 years, I brought my students to the festival in Moose Jaw because of how good it is. This event is also made possible through the dedication of the volunteers, and they demonstrate the hospitality and sense of community that Moose Jaw can offer. Kreutzweiser chuckles when she explains the spirit of our volunteers. Laundry doesn't get done. Cooking doesn't get done. But my husband knows that I'm going to get involved in this program. I just really hope we get to see the 100th and 150th, you know, that this tradition carries on, says Kreutzweiser. It's so valuable for the students and for the community too. The festival continues through Wednesday and Thursday of this week, and a schedule of events can be found here.